Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. This week marks the 69th South Dakota High School Rodeo Finals in South Dakota, where young cowboys and cowgirls from across the state take the final step toward representing the state in the national championships held next month in Wyoming. Heather Benson is with us. She is going to give us some highlights, and she's joining us from SDPB Studio in Vermilion. Heather, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
All right, let's go back a little bit, and how long has high school rodeo been around?
Well, South Dakota actually started holding our own South Dakota High School Rodeo Championships 2 years before the National High School Rodeo actually came into play. We started, first one was held 1949, 69 years ago this year, and we were a charter member of the National High School Rodeo Association, helped start that organization, so our champions had an event to look forward to. And the 2 years after we started, the National High School Rodeo held their first rodeo in 1951, so it's got a lot of history in our state. We were at the beginning of the nationals, and we've seen a lot of kids go to the national championships and do really well.
And how long has South Dakota Public Broadcasting been connected with the event?
Well, SDPB has been involved in a couple of different capacities going all the way back to the early 1980s. Currently, if people go out there at Belfouche this weekend, they're going to see our big truck rolled up, and we're going to be there with our full crew on hand, the same crew we might bring to the football championships or basketball, and we're going to record it, edit it, and air it for everyone to watch in primetime television.
Let's talk a little bit about when we say high school rodeo, is it through the schools themselves, or is that more of an age group?
It's more of an age group.
A school team, or is it just these are the kids who are participating?
The high school designation indicates the age of the kids that are participating, and it's run through its own separate organization. It's not through the schools, and they run a little bit different format that you might see for a high school rodeo or for a high school championship for, say, football, where we're used to people being eliminated along the way. These kids actually have the opportunity to qualify for their state championship by competing at regional rodeos. There's four different regions in South Dakota and about two rodeos at each one, and they must earn a minimum of 3 points in whatever their respective event is at those regional rodeos to get to the state championship. And when they're there, it becomes all about consistency. It's not whether or not you do great on Saturday morning or Saturday evening. It's about your consistency at both those regional rodeos and at the high school one, because to make it to the nationals, they're going to take the points from their best three goes at region and then add that to their finals goes to decide who goes to that national championship in July. So these kids have to really show greatness and show consistency over a long period of time versus, we all know in other high school sports, you need to have a good record going in, but it all matters in that one day if you can, make the baskets or make the touchdown.
What kind of events are we talking about here? I mean, the traditional events for sure, but what else?
Well, high school rodeo is a little bit different than what you might see if you go to a PRCA rodeo at your local arena. They're going to have all the same things you see there, the team roping and the barrel racing and the saddle bronc and the bull riding. But they also have a couple events that are really popular nationally and have seen a lot of growth in South Dakota, which are cutting and rein cow horse, which are typically seen in a horse show setting. They're actually big money events outside of the normal rodeo circuit, and really take a long-term relationship between horse and rider to make that come together, which all rodeo events do, but cutting and rein cow horse is a little bit different skill set that you might see in some of the other events. And it's a lot of fun, especially in cutting from a spectator. You don't need to know what's going on to really enjoy what they're trying to get done in the arena.
All right, explain those two events a little bit.
Yeah,
for people
cutting
who don't know
is,
cutting.
A ranch skill, as all rodeo events derive from things that cowboys used to have to do on the ranch, and cutting is very close to some of the original in that you're going to have a herd of cattle in the arena, and the rider and horse come into the arena and given a number of a cow that they have to cut from the herd. So imagine if they were at a branding on a real ranch, or they had a steer that needed some medication, they have to somehow get that steer separated from the herd, and it comes down to the skill of the horse and the skill of the rider to work as a team to follow the movements that that cow and keep him away from the herd. And if it were at a real ranch, then someone would rope that cow and go do what they need to do. But the cutting horse has been an integral part of ranch operations since we ran cattle on the open range. And it's a sport that shows how well the horse has a skill of doing that. And some of these horses are so good that they'll if you turn them loose in a herd of cattle all by themselves, they'll go to work because they enjoy the job so much. It's just fascinating to watch. And rein cow horse is just showing those refined skills of how the horse and rider work together. They're going to do spins and fast stops and things called rolling back, which the horse is able to balance over their hind end. And rein cow horse is very and they're also going to do cattle work in that as well. And it really shows a lot of refined training that these riders and horses spend years working on to qualify for that event.
So does the horse stay with that rider? Is it one of those things when you have a really sophisticated horse like that, the horse gets one shot with a rider, or will the horse have different riders?
A lot of times you see it can be one of two things. Sometimes you'll have riders who bring along their horse and own them their whole lives. And a lot of these great horses get passed down through families or through riders. As these kids move up the level, we have so many kids that come out of our high school rodeo that go on to become professional rodeo riders or college rodeo riders, where you take things up even higher level, and their horses are maybe great for high school rodeo but can't quite cut it when you go to a pro circuit. So those horses will get passed down and teach the new young riders who are coming in how to do a job and do it on a partner who really understands it. And you riders will tell you they learn as much from their horses as the horses learn from them.
Sure. So I was watching a little bit of South Dakota Public Broadcasting's previous coverage, some digital shorts, and some of the athletes were, you know, thanking people in this segment. You probably recognize what I'm talking about. But they sit down and look at the camera and just sort of start thanking people, and it's all their family members. So let's just talk about the family nature of rodeo. I mean, every high school sport in South Dakota has a family component to it. But this is a little bit more so.
Yeah, rodeo is different from other high school sports in that not only have mom and dad maybe competed in the same sport you are when they were in high school, they might be doing it right now. And a great example is Alyssa Lockhart, who won barrel racing in 2016. Her mother is Lisa Lockhart, who is a world-renowned barrel racer who is at the national final rodeos every year. And they rodeo as a family. That is what they do. So it's not just your kids involved in sports, but you're doing the sport. You might be sharing a horse with your kid that you both are barrel racing on. It's a whole different ballgame. You have grandpa riding at the same rodeo that you're riding at during the summer. And they learn from each other. You hear these kids thanking their uncles, their cousins, because you might have extended large family groups all doing these same events and all having passing on generational learning about what it takes to win in that event. And we've seen these kids come and talk to us, and they're so excited to thank their family and recognize it. And a great example is Cash Wilson, who's going to be there this year. He was, I believe, the Saddle Bronc champion last year. He shared with us his excitement and how he got some of that excitement from his family.
Oh, the adrenaline rush gets you pumped up after shaking. Just adrenaline rush. It's fun. All my cousins, family do it. It's just something that's amazing. It's fun.
And you, when you listen to these kids talk about their sports they're in, they're so passionate about what they do, because another thing that's a little bit different about rodeo is you do it year-round. Your horse needs to be fed a.m. and p.m. 365 right. days a year. You don't put the uniform in the washing machine at the end of football season. It's every single day, whether you're riding that day or not. It's part of your life. And you hear people like Jill Donnelly spoke to us. She was the barrel racing champion last year, that they it's not just families rodeo together, they work together in the off season.
My dad helps me a lot, and my cousin Riley and my sister Kylie, they're at the barn with me every day, and we help each other out. We do the work, the shoot, hold goats, do everything. So.
How much, Heather, are there, these are all families where maybe this is part of their lives in the fact that they ranch, or are there families that just rodeo and maybe don't have an agricultural background, or those two things just are so integrated that that's where it comes from?
Not always. I mean, there are people who they may have never owned a cow that they raised for beef in their life, but being in rodeo and being in horse events and in the horse world, whether you're in a rodeo or you're a show jumper at the Olympics, is very much a way of life, whether or not that is also your business. And like Jill Donnelly, the barrel racer you just heard from, her family doesn't live in Western South Dakota. They're from just down the road here in Elk Point, in the far southeastern corner of South Dakota, where it's all corn and soybeans. So you have people and kids from a lot of different backgrounds. Our regions span the entire state. And we've had urban kids who just go out to an arena where a friend has cattle and horses they can use, but might, you know, go to Sioux Falls Washington High School. A lot of different backgrounds get involved in rodeo, and but the consistent thing is that you tend to see a lot of it being passed on, and a lot of people working together to make this big picture happen.
So if you know, somebody does really well, goes on to nationals, they got to bring that horse with them then. So let's talk about some of South Dakota's kids who have gone on to some pretty impressive.
Well, one things. Exciting thing about being here at SDPB is because we've been involved with high school rodeo for so long is we get excited during National Finals Rodeo, which is November of each year, because we can go and look who's qualified from South Dakota, and we have some of the earliest video of those kids riding. So a great example is NFR champion Jeff Willert. We have his saddle bronc ride from the 1999 high school rodeo, and now he's a champion. We had a qualifier from Caledron, Chuck Schmidt, I think it was last year or the year before, and we could go back and look at his rides from the early 2000s. South Dakota, I think if you ask anyone in rodeo, we turn out a lot of great rodeo athletes, both human and horse for that matter. And when you see these kids in high school, when we go to Belle Fourche this weekend, we can watch these kids, even when they're 14 years old, there for the first time, and know there's a very good chance that we're going to see them down the road. Either, you know, it might be at our local PRC rodeo in Sioux Falls, or it might be on the national stage in Las Vegas, sometimes not too far after they leave high school.
All right, you can look for our truck in Belle Fourche this weekend and tune in to SDPB TV July 5th, 8 Central, 7 Mountain for the highlights of South Dakota High School Rodeo. Heather, in our last remaining minute, tell us a little bit about the Special Needs Rodeo.
Well, Special Needs Rodeo, which they renamed to just the Special Rodeo, is in its third year this year, and we've had a part, we've done a little story on it for the first 2 years. We'll be doing another story this year because it's an amazing thing. They bring both children and adults who have developmental disabilities, and they come, and the high school kids who are actually participating are the volunteers that give all these people an opportunity to rope a, you know, roping dummy, or get on a horse and ride, or just be a part of the rodeo experience. Last year, they had 110 of the rodeo participants, the high school kids who are riding, who are busy, you know, thinking about their competition later that day, who took time on Saturday morning to spend with these people and give them a rodeo experience. And I think it's an amazing event. If you haven't seen our digital shorts, hop on our website, take a look, or go out on Saturday morning in Belle Fourche and just see what it's all about. It's become quite a big deal in West River. I know they're still looking for volunteers to help get people to the rodeo. So if you have a moment, learn a little more about it, see how you can participate, and get out and enjoy a beautiful weekend of rodeo.
All right, head over to the Facebook page, SDPB Sports Facebook page. You can see all the action happening there. Look for the truck in Belle Fourche and tune in on July 5th for the recap. Heather Benson, thanks so much for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.